This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Trust is the name of the game here. I'm Doug Steffen. I trust you to have an ear of discretion as we discuss some of the things going on in our country, affect our country. This is a countrywide, actually worldwide broadcast, because there are people who are not only listening to hundreds of radio stations in our country carrying this conversation, but TuneIn Radio is a great time, any time, a good place, any time of the day or night. Go to TuneIn Radio. All of my daily shows stream live, and then they repeat continuously until the next day. So you can download the app TuneIn Radio on your computer or your mobile device or whatever, and then do a search for Doug Steffen Now. There are a lot of different ways of getting Doug Steffen, but the one that you would find most valuable and usable are the three words Doug Steffen Now together. And then you can get today's program, yesterday's program, last month's program, last year's. I got yesterday, actually, Kara, I was listening to a program from 2014, and it pretty much sounds the same as a program from 2017. Issues are the same. My voice sounds the same. It's a very interesting reality that we find ourselves in here, Master Jack. Speaking of reality, kind of a reality, what kind of a reality check is the stock market and the race between Alphabet, which is Google, and Amazon to get to 1,000 at the stock price, stock value. Amazon took the prize yesterday. In the first hour of trading, it crossed the $1,000 per share mark. It slid back a little bit. It was last year, I think, at this time, 682 or something like that. There are only 14 other U.S. stocks that trade above $1,000 per share, and the only other tech company is the Priceline Group, which is 1865. Amazon is more than four times valuable than all those other companies combined. So you wonder, well, how come it's taken this stock so long to get up there? Well, split three times. The IPO was back in 1997. So 20 years ago, it went public. And then right after that, in 98, it issued a two-for-one split. In 99, it issued a three-for-one split. And it's been up a crazy hill since then. So the focus in the snooze media hasn't been on how wonderful it is that we have an American company that's doing so well, or so many American companies that are doing so well, creating so much wealth for so many people because these people have figured out something important. No, it's a focus on who's benefiting in their mind. And so instead of lauding, praising Amazon and Alphabet and Bitcoin, and those are the big, Bitcoin could hit $100,000. Imagine that, Kara, in 10 years, I don't even understand. Nobody can explain to me what the heck Bitcoin is or how to really use it, but somebody must think it has value because the stock is going bananas.
Yeah, somebody uses it, but
it's very volatile.
It's not me. I've never used it, and I understand that you can use it for purchases on the internet, and I think that there are ways to actually exchange it for cash value.
Yeah.
But I don't know the people who are going about and using it, if it's just computer science geeks or what, but I feel like normal people aren't using it.
No, you aren't using it. I'm not using it. We're normal people.
I think I'm an old person.
Under the circumstances, yeah, I think that's probably pretty apt. So I'm looking at some other things on the stock market, the landscape of the stock market. the $478 billion that Amazon is now worth. It's hard. How do you even look at that and understand what it means? So let me give you a couple of comparisons, okay? The price of Amazon's market value at $478 billion is double that of Walmart and 15 times the value of Target. So if you put another, here's a perspective for you. If you put $1,000 into Amazon 20 years ago on its first day of trading, today it would be worth $500,000. Good God. So it's increased in 20 years 5,000 times its value the original day. Wow. How about that? It's these stocks and how people can create wealth with them. It's just important. You see all these IPOs, you got to know which one to get onto. And the tech sector certainly has to be a great way for you to go. It's just amazing and something to be proud of, I think, anyway. I think this country has such great value, and the companies in our country have such great value to the infrastructure of the country. So I'm looking around at some other good numbers here. SpaceX, the interplanetary travel company, which is run by Elon Musk, who got his wealth from creating PayPal, got billions of dollars, and has taken those billions and invested them in two places, in space and on the ground. He owns Tesla, created the car himself, and all the things that go into it, the batteries, all those things, that's all him. And then there's SpaceX, has attempted to launch its Falcon 9 rocket 34 times. There's only been a couple of failures. Success rate then would be 94%. That's pretty important. And there are hundreds of millions of dollars that go up in smoke every time a rocket launch fails anyway. Nobody wants to burn that money. SpaceX stating that one of its primary goals is to make its rockets reusable. Now they're starting to get into a sort of cadence, sending a rocket into space every couple of weeks, which means the company has learned how to do this, because otherwise the expensive blunders they've had before would cost them a lot of money. And they don't want a lot of money to go up in smoke or whatever, because it's dough. It's money. And the shares are increasing in value. So good luck to them. I'm a big believer. If you listen to me with any regularity, you know how much I love the space program and what it means. It brings out for me, and it is about traveling in space. Yes, it is. It is absolutely about traveling. But it's the ability of the human mind to figure these things out. Think about it. Your own, I don't know, you know, I have millions of people listen to me every week, and so I don't know all of you. I know some of you, I guess, personally, in a sense. Sometimes we exchange conversation here, and you can always do that, 888-302-3684, or email to Doug at DougStefan.com. You can follow me on Facebook.com, either /DJV Show or Doug Stefan. The comments that I have about the value, Warren Buffett, you always hear me talking about him and his company Berkshire Hathaway. But the stock prices only tell part of the story. The value of a company is determined by the number of shares and the value ratios that are, I read enough and understand enough. I don't have money in the stock market. I reinvest any money that I have. I reinvest in my little business that produces all these radio programs. But I get how to do things intelligently. And sometimes it's out of necessity, and sometimes it's out of prudence. But at any rate, the people who come up with these, I imagine when Elon Musk first got the idea of PayPal, and you imagine, you say, okay, let's see if we can make this work. And it was at the time when all of these companies were going bananas trying to beat somebody else to the market with that idea. I guess there are other PayPals around or something similar to that. I don't know, Kara. Do you know of any other companies like PayPal that, that allows you to pay for things the way they do?
Yeah, I think a couple credit cards have companies. I mean, there's MasterCard, which has something kind of similar to that now that came out in the last few years. And then there's Venmo, which is slightly different. That's paying people back as compared to actually, you know, paying companies for something. But yeah, there are a couple other things out now, but none that are as big as PayPal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't actually find...
But it's funny, I don't ever use PayPal.
Now, I've got an account and I don't understand how to use it.
Yeah, I've used it, but most times, and maybe people would say it's less secure, but I'm not sure. Most times I just use my own card.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's easier than using PayPal. I agree, yeah. It's a little confusing.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice to know. It makes you feel good. I try to have information that makes me feel good, makes you feel good as we start in these conversations. And I think looking at how America is growing and how it's a safe haven, there's so much money in the stock market because it's a safe place to put your money, more so than any other place in the world. That's why we have what we have. So say what you will about leadership and politics, this is a great place. 18 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
Staples knows that when your old reliable laptop is more old than reliable, it's time. When regular mail is faster than email, it's time. When you can open only one application at a time, and it's the calculator, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest tech at great prices, and now save up to $200 on new Dell laptops with Intel 7th generation processors. Staples, it's pro time. N6317 while supplies last.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6161. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161.
Yeah. be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Because he smoked too much at 64. He had heart and lung problems. But man, did this guy sing. Oof. Roy Orbison here. And this is not what you're used to hearing, at least this song, Love So Beautiful, not what you would hear. Roy Orbison here with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The family of Roy Orbison and the Philharmonic teamed up for a new album that pairs his classic vocal takes with new orchestral arrangements. This song is going to be available digitally as well as on a CD and vinyl. The track list includes reinterpretations of Pretty Woman, Crying, Only the Lonely, Dream Baby. I'd be a customer for this.
Frankly, I think this might be really interesting. Yeah. I love Roy Orbison's voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of the best voices of all time.
His 10-month-old grandson, Roy III, will provide tambourine and guitar. I think that means 10 years old. I don't think that's 10 months old, is it?
I would say to play guitar, you'd have to be 10 years old, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, right. Yeah. But listen, just crank this up, can we? Yeah, listen to that voice. I every time I hear this song, I sing it as loud as I can, and I always cry myself. Listen to this. With that, can you imagine what it sounded like with the Royal Philharmonic?
Chills.
Oh, God. Yeah. He just lent so much emotion to anything that he did. It's just, yeah, almost indescribable. One of those, you cannot escape a song of his without having some emotion, no matter what it is. Only the Lonely, Dream Baby, just all of them. Dozens of them. If you have never seen the black and white concert, it was done about 30 years ago when Bruce Springsteen was a kid. Katie Lang is in it.
So good.
Bonnie Raitt. Oh, my God. The singers and song.
They air that. We were talking about public television. They air that a lot on
all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. All right. So let's keep in mind this for Christmas for me.
Okay. I'll make a note.
Yeah. Make a note. All right, let's see. Next up in the musical department, oh, my God, how about a moment of silence for Barbara Streisand's dog? This has got more publicity. I don't even begin to understand what in the world. It's, I mean, I was upset when my dog died, so maybe that's just what this is about. She posted it all over her social media accounts. We cherish every moment of the 14 years we had with our beloved dog, Sammy. I get it. I understand. I get it.
And a lot of fans, I think Sammy may have had her own social media account.
Maybe.
So, I mean, fans who are, you know, love Barbara, they're just so used to seeing her with Sammy. So.
Yeah, right.
And losing, you know, we all know, we're all animal lovers. It's so hard.
Not good. So a moment for, Barbara Streisand. I said it sort of tongue-in-cheekishly earlier on, but, it gives us cause to think about our values and what we love about our animals when something like that happens to somebody and pay attention to it. All right, so let's see what else. Oh, Elvis Presley and his plane. Well, he had three planes. And the story of one of them that was sold at auction for $430,000. It had been sitting on a runway for 35 years, needs restoration. The auction house says the jet could make a new owner a lot of money if the plane was used as an exhibit. The guy who owns the Pan Am experience and stuff in Los Angeles, I bet, would be. I've just become conversant with him. Just really interesting. He has all the. Anybody who appears in a movie or on a television show in an airplane, they shoot it at his place. All kinds of old planes that he has that they have taken the guts out of. So he would be a perfect buyer for this sort of thing, I would have thought. But there's still two, never mind worrying about it. If you go to Graceland, you still see two of his other planes on display there. 28 past the hour.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stephen, Kara Schillen, thank heavens, is in the control room in Washington to put all of this stuff together, because this is a difficult row to hoe. I'm on the air in Boston on my farm, actually, and when there are other ingredients to the various shows that I do, they all have to come through the main studio in Washington. And in fact, the programs that I produce are the most difficult programs to produce in radio, because there are so many different moving parts. So tip of the hat to Kara. As we now go back to the focus on what's happening today, thoughts, ideas, opinions, clarifications. So when it comes to Donald Trump, he sometimes is a slammer, and sometimes he's the slammy. You know what I mean? Slammy, slammer. Okay, so in this case, he's the slammer, taking a shot at Germany again. I think it was yesterday he tweeted, Germany is hurting the U.S. with its trade surplus, and because he says it's not spending enough on NATO military defense. He says that's very bad for the U.S. and this will change. The tweet was likely a response to what German Chancellor Merkel said on Sunday during a campaign rally. She suggested her country's relationship with the U.S. had shifted, saying, quote, the era in which we could fully rely on others is over to some extent. I don't know that that's the brightest thing that she could have said, but anyway, she said it, reiterating Germany's relationship with the U.S. Is of outstanding importance. The news media there and here twisted it around a bit. I'm not clear exactly how things have changed. I don't think anybody is. It's just more talk. Trump does a lot of negotiating in social media, and it's a more simplistic approach than what happens during private meetings. The German media has said that he called the country very bad because of the trade deficit. I'm not sure that that's what he said. The trade deficit is very bad. Okay, so all right, that's Trump as slammer. As slammy, the budget process, here's a group of people from well, there are all kinds of special interest groups. We all know that. There are thousands and thousands of them. Let's talk about one that has looked at the budget and doesn't like it because wild horses and burros wouldn't have a chance to survive. Congress passed a law back in the 70s that made it illegal to capture and kill these animals, the horses, the burros, on federal land, calling them, quote, living symbols of the historic and pioneer spirit of the West. I actually belong to a group that has and did, I think, about 35 years ago. I adopted a couple of burros, and they stayed on my farm for 7-8 years. Never went inside. They were in the pasture, and that's where they stayed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year. And they were sweet animals. They were scared of everything because they'd never been around any humans and never been around any other animals except snakes. So if you went out to try to lead them with a lead line, they'd run 1,000 miles an hour away from you because to them, that sort of an image represents a snake. So there are 46,000 wild horses and burros in corrals and pastures on federal land. Another 73,000 roam freely. The Bureau, and this is on federal land, the Bureau notes that almost three times as many wild horses and burros are there, and the land can't sustain them. So as the populations increase, the budget for managing or taking care of them has increased to $80 million a year. And so now the new budget proposal is to cut that by $10 million. So what does that mean? We have fewer horses. If you're really clever about it, here's my read. All right, okay? These people that are all worked up about it, it's the same bunch or the same sort of workup as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, except these people depend in these various groups on donations, and they really do depend on them. And they get a lot, because there are a lot of people who are very supportive of horses and that sort of thing. My read on this is that $10 million isn't going to make or break them, but if this is the sort of thing that needs to be done all across the board, 8, 10, 12%, 14% budget cuts in some of these areas. So then you figure out how to use your own resources, these nonprofits, raise money, and take care of the animals. You probably get 10, 12, 14, I don't know how much money you can make on your own. You figure it out. But it's time for the taxpayer to step back. We're $2 trillion in the hole, thanks to the last 16 years. So any responsible leader is going to cut the budget. I don't think Trump has cut it where it ought to be cut in every instance, but I do think that there are a dozen organizations that are being scrutinized, and this is good, because the budgets won't be cut as much as Trump has suggested they ought to be cut, but it gives us cause to understand where's the money going. We hear about, never mind how much money going to Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but we have all these political groups, the Delta Regional Authority, the Denali Commission, the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences, the Inter-American Foundation, the National Endowment for the Humanities and Arts, Northern Border Regional Commission, Overseas Private Investment Corporation, Institute of Peace, Council on Homelessness. They don't all need to have any money or as much as we're giving them. And there are probably a dozen more on this list of 35 that I haven't really scrutinized. But I know they, in my opinion, don't need the kind of dough that they get. So it's time for a haircut. And that's all they're saying. So the people that are all worked up about this, and that came to my attention because people know I love animals and know that I'll do a lot to work and protect them. But at some point, somebody's got to tighten the belt. So I look at that. A moment or two on John McCain's thoughts regarding Vladimir Putin. McCain called Putin more important or more of a threat than Daesh. Backing up his opinion, he said Putin has done more to try to overthrow democracies than anybody else on the planet. Meddled in our election, meddled in the French election. Well, apparently the new French president doesn't feel that way because he played host yesterday to Mr. Putin. Came to visit him, stood next to him. And while he was there, Mr. Macron, Vladimir Putin, and Emmanuel Macron were honest, or no, honest. They were frank with each other. Didn't hold back his criticism. Macron called out Russian propaganda, election meddling, repression of gays, use of chemical weapons in Syria, called the Russian state-backed outlets agents of influence, pushing lies about him during his campaign, told the French media and Putin that chemical weapons in Syria were a red line for France. He noted Putin agreed to a regular monitoring of Chechnya, where the leader's security forces are imprisoning and killing gay people. Putin didn't respond at all directly, but he claimed Russia did not interfere in the French elections. But I thought it was kind of ballsy, actually, of Putin to take that point of view, frankly. And I don't know that much about the guy, other than what I've read, and people keep talking about his older wife, but... anyway, so just to sort of put something else in perspective in a moment, the Kathy Griffin thing that many of you have heard about, seen, talked about, I've never, ever had any use for her, and this kind of caps it. I don't hope her career is over, but I hope she's learned a lesson. If you don't know the story, stick around. I'll tell it to you in a moment. You're 43 after the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne illness in the United States. Now, we all want to be outdoors in the summertime, so avoiding tick habitat can help keep you safe.
They like tall grasses and shrubs, bushes, leaf litter, so walking through the forest, sitting on stumps, that's all areas where ticks would be present.
Mayo Clinic parasitologist Dr. Bobby Pritt says other precautions you can take are wearing long clothing and using insect repellent. If you do find a tick on you, remove it as soon as possible and avoid squishing it in order to keep the ticks contents from entering your bloodstream.
And the best way to do that is just to use fine forceps. Just pinch down by the head where it's attached to the skin and just pull it out, just using a consistent pressure.
Dr. Pritt says warning signs of Lyme disease include flu-like symptoms, joint pain, and a bullseye rash. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, No anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
At 47 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, our focus now on Kathy Griffin, who I have always thought was nothing short of just plain vile. I don't think it has anything to do with the age thing. I just think she is. What is there about people who don't have talent that decide to be ridiculous or to be outrageous to get attention? It happens with lots of people, and the news media pays attention, so she gets gigs, although the CNN gig is being evaluated, according to CNN, after this latest thing. Griffin, if you didn't hear the story, was seen yesterday holding up the severed head of Donald Trump for a photographer. And she joked that she would have to leave the country after this photo shoot. This is vile and wrong, said Chelsea Clinton, who really went after her. I don't know if you saw some of the posts on social media, Kara, but Chelsea Clinton went real. She did. She is vile. It wasn't funny.
Yeah,
there's no joke about killing a president.
Yeah, for Chelsea Clinton, as someone who had a parent who was president and almost had another parent who's president, that's not funny.
Yeah.
There are too many people who make serious threats like that.
Yep.
And then, you know, for someone to joke about it, it's not funny.
Well, it just shows that she's not that smart and she isn't that talented. So anyway, she has since Kathy Griffin apologized, saying, "I'm sorry, I went too far. I was wrong." Here's a political commentator named Dana Perino talking about the what's been described now as the Trump photo shoot.
It's all contrived. The whole thing is manufactured. Free speech does not mean that it's free of consequences.
Right.
And she said, "I'm going to stand by my art." Well, she's not. She's a total wimp. What she actually wanted was to get this picture on there, to have the shock value, create the firestorm, and then be able to do the apology so that she can get a ton of attention.
Yeah.
I don't believe her at all.
I don't believe her either. As I said, I think Chelsea Clinton described it as well as could be: vile. She is vile. Her actions are vile. The apology wasn't enough to stop the backlash. Furious that people on social media interpreted it as a threat toward the president. Secret Service is, you know, looking into it, but they're not going to go very far with that because nobody's taking it very seriously. It's just the image. It's the idea. It's the carelessness. It's the thought.
Yeah, and it's just silly because in her apology, she said, "Oh, well, now I'm seeing the reaction, and I didn't think that people would, you know, react so, you know, negatively to it." And I just thought, that's not true. That you can't post a picture like that and not realize how people are going to react.
Yeah, grow up. If you want to be a subject of scrutiny, then you need to grow up. And she hasn't grown up because this kind of stuff is so childish and all the attention getting stuff. Oh, it's me, it's me, look at me, it's me, it's me, it's me. 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Here. This is from the new Wonder Woman movie. I like the old one from the TV show, Chucker. Wonder Woman! Alright, so this is going to be the big movie of the week coming up, right? Isn't it coming out this weekend?
Yeah, it comes out Thursday night. I'm gonna go see it. It's opening.
I actually want to see it. Yeah, I'd like to see it.
It's a really big, important film for Warner Brothers DC Universe because after the polarizing reaction of Batman v Superman, yeah. Suicide Squad, and the Man of Steel, they need a universally acclaimed or accepted movie by not only critics but the fan base. Yeah. So it's very important for the studio.
All right, Chucker, I'm going to give you a word scramble.
Sure.
I'm going to have you figure this out. Maybe Victoria will help you a little bit, or Kara.
She better help.
We have our commercial. All right, so here are the, let's see, there's seven letters in this word, and I'm giving it to you because it's very appropriate for you. All right, everybody ready?
Sure.
The letters in this word to unscramble are N-O-M-S-T-R-E. All right? You tell me what that is, and it'll be worth a swell prize for you, Chucker. N-O-M-S-R-T-E. There are no duplicate letters, only one N, one O, one S, one T, one R, one E, one M. All right? What's
Monster?
That word? Shh.
Come on, Victoria.
50.
I didn't even write it down.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, nah, you didn't have to figure out. Victoria figured out.
I thought I was supposed to help
him. I had it. I wrote it down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
I thought I was supposed to help him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You
thank
don't have
you.
To let it out in the air, though.
Oh,
right.
Sorry.
Back in a moment with the more monster movies.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so Chucker, we did this. So would you like to help us figure out what the word scramble was, or did you hear
it? Yeah, it was monster.
Monster, it was monster. All right, Chucker loves those monster movies. What else in movie news do we have? That was sort of anticlimactic.
This is an interesting story here. Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend box office, Doug, was the lowest grossing in 19 years. And right. When you account for the price of tickets going up every year, that's saying something. I just read an article in one of the trades the other day saying that the studios are really blaming RottenTomatoes.com because there's no movie that's critic-proof anymore. Even movies like Baywatch, people will go on the site, RottenTomatoes.com, and see the overall critical score. And if they get, if they see a movie like Baywatch that has 19% positive reviews, even the target audience for a movie like that will stay away, not go to the theater, and basically say to themselves, I'm going to wait for DVD, Blu-ray,
you
and
know, you people
on
need to get
and,
a life.
And here's another thing. Let me just prophesize. The article also stated that the studios are seriously contemplating having an embargo on all reviews until the day of release. Now, I doubt that'll happen because if a movie's critically acclaimed, that's not a good marketing strategy. But there's no doubt that this site has taken a bite out of their box office.
I don't pay any attention. I want to go see a movie. I wanted to see some TNA this weekend, so I went to see Baywatch.
Hello. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Good for you. Here's another interesting story. Beauty and the Beast passed the $500 million mark at the U.S. box office. It's still playing on over 1,000 screens, but next Tuesday it will hit on demand and Blu-ray. That's another big change in the industry.
There you go. Chuck Curry, our movie man at 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.